Edward Villella is America's first male ballet superstar. After 18 years with George Balanchine's New York City Ballet, Villella's hip gave out and he stopped performing. In 1986, he became founding artistic director of the Miami City Ballet. Last night, he appeared in performance with them at the Kennedy Center, Villella's first appearance there in a quarter century. NPR's special correspondent Susan Stamberg has more on Edward Villella's brief return to the ballet stage.
Edward Villella says 55 years of dancing left him with 9 broken toes, stress fractures in both legs, an operated upon left knee, 3 hip replacements, a bad back, and a bad neck. But oh, what dancing he did. Sexy, athletic, acrobatic, stretches, jumps, virile solos, tremendous speed. Choreographers George Balanchine and Jerome Robbins created works for him. Fans swooned. Dance was re-energized. For the last 15 years, Edward Villella has brought these skills to the dancers he's gathered into his Miami City Ballet. And this week in Washington, he's joining them in a performance of Slaughter on 10th Avenue, music by Richard Rodgers. It's a mobster ballet originally created by Balanchine for the Broadway show On Your Toes. You surprised the Kennedy Center by appearing in it yourself this week. So what do you do in this ballet?
I do very little. People say, oh, I'm coming to see you. I say, well, you better get there early and don't blink. What I do is I do dialogue in front of the curtain, and my character is the gangster. I discuss this. Before the curtain goes up, I go out, I sit in the audience with my gun and my hat, and they catch me.
Oh, you get caught in the end.
I don't get away.
Well, this is a good thing. But the company, in addition to this, is doing another Balanchine work here, and it's a classic, Jewels. And you were involved in its creation, weren't you?
Yes, I had the great privilege of being the original protagonist in Rubies.
Which is one of the jewels.
Yeah, oh, forgive me, yes. Emeralds, rubies, diamonds, Fauré, Stravinsky, Tchaikovsky. Incredible, incredible concept. The idea that you can do 3 abstract works and have a full evening. That was revolutionary, just the most extraordinary thought and idea. In its own way, I guess, it's kind of the Swan Lake of the previous century.
And when he created Rubies, what's the expression? Did he create it on you?
Well, yeah, that's the expression. Yes, indeed. You stand there. And he gives you the steps. You either get them. If you don't get them, a guy like him just changed them. Right there. He was...
You mean if you can't physically perform it or not right. In the way it's in his mind?
Right. He was so adjustable. He only choreographed to our best abilities. And in a funny way, he sort of built in problems because, for instance, in Rubies, he built it around all of my internal aspects, everything that was intrinsic within me. And that piece reminded me of growing up in Queens. Within the third movement, the protagonist is chased around the stage by 4 other guys. And that's how I grew up in Queens. We chased each other.
But not to Stravinsky.
Not to Stravinsky. Not in Queens.
But now here you are directing a company that is performing this dance that was created for you. You don't have the freedom to change it now because it's Balanchine who froze it on you in order to get it performed. So what do you do when a dancer can't quite do the Villella?
I give them all the information that I have, all of the background experience that I've ever used. I explain the work to them, and then I give them parameters and say, please work within this. That's as far as you can go, and make your own comment. That's a critical issue in what we do. Lincoln Kirstein said that to me the first time I danced a work called Agon, again, a Stravinsky Balanchine piece. And I had been in the New York City Ballet a year, 2 years. I'd spent the previous 4 years at a maritime college. So I had no background, no understanding about how to approach something on stage other than natural energy. And at the end of the performance, he came up to me and said, make your own comment, make your own comment, and stormed off. And from that time on, I began to view making a role very, very differently.
How freeing that was that he said
wonderfully.
It. Yeah.
Wonderfully. Because if you stand in front of, as I have, a George Balanchine, an Igor Stravinsky, and they are providing you with raw material, their genius, and now it's up to you to make comment on their genius. That's an awesome responsibility.
Yes. Your company, the Miami City Ballet, is known for its tremendous energy and its precision, also its speed, so many of the qualities that you too bring to ballet, but also its dazzle. Now, how do you get the dazzle in? How do you build that in into a company?
Well, first of all, you have to identify dancers who might be able to provide that for you. And then the next thing is to nurture them in that direction. And I do that by teaching company class every morning. And for me, it's controlled abandon. That's what the wonder of dance is. And what I ask my dancers to do after they have the technique under them, after they've known the counts, et cetera, is simply dance the music. In addition to which, when we were making our studios, I said I need light and air because I grew up in New York studios and New York theaters without windows. But I also knew that when I started this company, I had an awful lot of young people who hadn't been watched before. They were taken right out of academies, conservatory schools, etc. So it became abundantly clear to me the best thing to do is have them watched all day long. Our dancers are watched 7.5 hours a day because we have huge open windows that people come along and put their noses against watching company class and watching rehearsals.
On street level.
This is the way I think dance should be. It's up, forward, and out. It's about moving through space in relation to time, and it's human. It's only a human art form.
Thank you very much, Edward Villela. He and his Miami City Ballet are performing at the Kennedy Center this week. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.